Welcome to No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon. No Strings Podcast, voice of LGBT Nigeria. Hello and welcome to the No Strings Podcast, and I am Mike Damon, your host. Here on the podcast, we talk about everything that concerns our struggles and experiences as LGBT Nigerians. I understand that it's been a while and so much has happened in the last couple of months since our last episodes, but here I am, and I want to thank you for joining me. I'm super excited, as always, to be doing this again, of course, especially as we are starting this series with a celebrity guest, plus an interesting conversation about how films can be used to promote LGBT visibility and acceptance in Nigeria. But of course, before we get right into that conversation, I have to take some, you know, very little time out and then come right back to continue. So stay on. And welcome back to the No Strings Podcast rebranded. I'm glad you waited. So on this episode, I'll be having an important conversation with Cindy Amadi. Cindy played a character on the much talked about lesbian themed Nigerian film Ife. She'll be telling us about the film, her role, and as well as the significance and positive impact of the film in regards to LGBT visibility in Nigeria. The film, Ife, at the time of recording this podcast, is unreleased, but has provoked lots of conversations around same-sex relationships in Nigeria. In fact, everyone is pumped up to see it, especially members of the community who are waiting and going to see their realities reflected on screen. So now let's welcome Cindy. Hello, Cindy. It's really nice for you to have taken some time away from your busy life to talk to us about Ife. It's truly appreciated. How are you doing, by the way?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Thank you, Cindy. True. Now, no one has seen the film yet, but the poster looks really glamorous and screams perfection. And judging from the reactions on social media, I see that a lot of people are already pumped up to see the film. Now, can you tell us a bit about Ife and about your character in the film?
Glamorous indeed. Ife is a romantic film.
Okay.
About two human beings who fall in love over a three-day date. I say human beings because they are first that before women, in my opinion. Ife means love in the Yoruba Nigerian language. And the film basically elaborates on the fact that love is love. I play the character Adora. Adora is Igbo and masculine presenting. She falls in love with Ife and lets Ife into her world of memories. And she hopes to create memories with Ife.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Wow. So now tell us, how did you get involved and what was your, like, your initial reaction when, you know, you were first approached to be a part of the film? I'm asking this because a lot of people wouldn't, you know, want to jump on a lesbian themed film project, especially when it tells a positive story, because of how the society views gay people.
I saw the audition post on Twitter and I sent in a video audition. The universe played a part in this because I was off social media for the longest period, and I just opened a new Twitter, logged into my Instagram, and I saw a message from Yai, the director, and she told me about the audition. I said, oh yeah, I submitted something already. She's like, oh, we sent, and I did that. I got called back for a physical audition and I was nervous because I wanted part of something this big. I wanted to be part of this project. And I was hoping they would like my physical audition. I got a call back that I had been chosen to play Adora. I was elated. I was going to be part of something this great, telling a story with deep ties people could relate to, not your average Nollywood story.
Wow. Now, no doubt Ife has generated a lot of conversations and reactions from people, especially on social media, and everyone's talking. Even the government, yes. As you know, the National Film and Video Censors Board has recently threatened, you know, to take an action against everyone involved. What do you have to say about this level of oppression and state-sponsored homophobia?
A percentage, I would say they are hypocrites. Some just hate what they cannot understand. And that's okay, but what isn't okay is oppressing another human being because you don't agree with their opinions. I believe everyone has a right to exist and just be. we can all coexist without trying to influence each other's ideology or whatnot.
True. Now, looking back at the making of the film, your role and everyone's participation, what can you say stood out for you and why would you want people to see the film?
What stood out for me would be the vibe. And when I say vibe, I mean the atmosphere, the people. The atmosphere felt safe, comfortable. The director is an actor's director. The producer and the PM made everyone comfortable, especially the actors. The AD was amazing. And Asaf, the DOP, made shooting an absolute delight. The actor who played Ife Uzomaka is such a wonderful actor. She made everything flow. And the crew members were total vibe. I could go on and on, but let me just stop here. People should expect greatness. They aren't even prepared for this. They should expect laughter, joy, tears, everything. Everything.
And finally, the Nigerian film industry has been pretty much homophobic as we know it, and this is quite obvious from the way LGBTIQ plus characters are portrayed in film. In terms of objective storytelling and accurate media representation of LGBTIQ plus realities, how do you think films like Ife will contribute to the wider conversation about LGBTIQ plus visibility and acceptance in Nigeria?
Ife is a starting point. A day begins a story. So we're hoping this is seen as a film and not just, this is a queer film. We're hoping it's seen as a film that tells a realistic story, because it does. And we hope that people could be more accepting and just, you know, enjoy the film. Embrace it and welcome it, and hoping to make more films like this. There's room for all of us.
Wow, it's been such a wonderful time with you, Cindy. Thank you so much for doing this with us. Your time is really appreciated, and we look forward to seeing the film when it finally comes out. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please remember to share with others for more episodes. And to catch up with new episodes, visit nostringsng.com/podcast. Goodbye.